Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Still 2 hours of the big show. It is The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday. Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio here at the Palatial Gow Media compound.
Walt said if that's our theme crime, there's going to be a lot of rap this way back Wednesday.
We normally
somebody suggested
lean that way.
Somebody suggested Fiona Apple, criminal.
Well, then Nick,
but that's not a
Nick,
crime.
There's number one.
That's not a crime. That's about criminal.
Bartender, rehab. That's a good one.
Not a crime.
You don't know. You don't even know what song I'm talking about.
Huh?
You don't even know which song I'm talking about.
Rehab?
Yeah.
That's Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
No. There's a song
called
Bartender by Rehab, and he's talking about evading the police.
Oh, well, now there you go.
Okay. Yeah,
that's a crime.
Yes. And it was,
but the song "Criminal"
it came
isn't
out
about
in 2010. Sorry,
the song "Criminal" is about someone stealing your heart. Also, not a crime. So just because it says "criminal," doesn't mean it's a song about crime. It has to be about a crime or
that's
committing
BS,
a crime.
Because normally
crimes.
You always say if it's just in the
specific.
Title or the lyrics or
you know what. Next week, you come up with the theme and give the
I
rules.
I did it 2 weeks ago.
Well, and then you and so then it's my turn. These are my rules.
Your rules suck.
Okay. here's an interesting stat. I bet you I could give you 100 guesses and you would not get this. Guess how many attempts Tua has, passing attempts in the fourth quarter? Just guess.
Good Lord.
Just guess.
For the
like
year.
In one game? Or
no,
for
in the
year.
Fourth quarter.
For the year.
In the fourth quarter, how many passing attempts does Tua have in the fourth quarter for the year?
8.
You looked it up.
I did not. I swear
eight.
To God, I did not.
No one nailed
it. You nailed
eight.
It like that?
Look
yeah.
You
looked it up.
Look
wow.
at my history right now. Look at my history right now.
There's no way.
I got the text messages open.
There's no way you would have gotten that.
I guessed it.
You're a damn liar.
I swear to God, give me a lie detector test right now.
All right, I'll bring one. I conveniently
you
keep
should.
One in my car.
I'll take it
every single day.
I'll
it's
take
in,
it
it's in my trunk.
Boy,
no, I don't care. I believe you. I just don't.
Nick has trust issues.
I do, man. I don't trust
he
nobody.
He meets a chick at a bar. He's
you can
like,
look at my history.
You
there's
single? Yeah. I'm just
going
to need
that.
You to put this thing on your fingers. Are you single? How many men have you been with? Going down the list of questions.
Didn't he just start playing in the fourth quarter late in the season? He played in one.
I just find that very suspicious.
Well,
if you would have said 20.
Like I said,
50.
Go look in my history.
I would have
right
said 50, honestly.
Yeah, I
no
probably
way.
Would have said around.
I would have said 50.
Over
12 games?
Yeah, he didn't play in a fourth quarter until, I think, with two or three games to go in the season.
I probably would have said 40, especially when you consider Kyler Murray had 45 and Haskins had 104.
I was debating 15, 12, and 8. I swear to God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got it right. Suck
no
it.
One believes
that's
you.
Three suckets in two segments.
That is, that's a lot of sucking going yep. on right now.
Damn right. Slurp up because it's all
wow.
there for you.
Wow. You just
slurp
made
up.
That.
That got weird
that's,
and aggressive.
Wow. I just felt like a little
slurp
fantasy,
up.
A little fantasy fell out right there. A little.
Well, hit your local convenience store. Get yourself a Slurpee.
He said, welp.
Well,
I'll suck it up for a minute and a half.
That was a glitch. I didn't. Unintentional.
A glitch. That's so much. You didn't believe me guessing, but I'm going to believe that was
that
a
was
glitch?
A total glitch.
Come on.
Oh, my gosh. Next, you're going to say that he said something about my poll. I don't believe
he
you.
Had one
not
earlier
one
today, but we were in the middle. I didn't tell you.
Hmm?
You had a ISO moment earlier.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did you? There was a couple.
There's a couple of them that I saved from each of, like two or three from each of you that I haven't even put in the system.
That's shocking to us.
But I mean, I don't play it too often.
I know we got to get to Monday Night Football, but right after this text, hey, Barry, can I still winterize my grass? Also,
Nick,
do I need to sod my backyard after I kill off the weeds and overgrowth?
Nick, every time we get a gardening question, can we just feed? Get the audio from Clint Eastwood going, get off my lawn.
Can I just weed and feed and grass?
You need to think of a good transition right here, Joel. That's what you need to
so,
do.
So, first of all, can I still winterize my grass?
The
answer is
grass.
Yes, but get it down quickly before the next freeze. So, definitely winterize your grass with a fall / winterizer. Slow-release fertilizer. Do I need to sod my backyard after I kill off the weeds and overgrowth? Well, that just depends how much are you losing. Hello? Dude!
So, Nick, you watched that game last night?
Oh, my gosh.
Which one, the Rockets?
Well, I was watching the Rockets.
Don't use weed and feed.
It
has atrazine. It kills your trees.
The football game was awful.
Okay.
And it got even worse when poor Colt McCoy. I mean, they said the knock on him for his whole career is he can't stay healthy, and he's turning the corner.
I'll be in the hall if you're
I didn't
me.
See any contact, and yet broken
leg. Yeah, he played a couple of plays, too, with it.
And even walking to the locker room, he was walking.
But he was, yeah,
but
hobbled.
Obviously gingerly walking, but now he's broken his lower leg. He's out for the year. Mark the butt fumble Sanchez comes in.
They even mentioned it. Did you hear that? They were like, well, what do you do when you come in this case and Booger goes, just don't butt fumble. That's cold-blooded, Booger. That was not.
That will never, ever. No one will ever let that go.
Poor guy.
Ever.
I thought he came out early and played well.
The pick late was terrible.
It was the opening drive that made you feel like, uh-oh, here comes Sanchez. But
I mean, first handoff and Peterson runs at 90 yards, that's going to make you look well. I'm talking about the first legitimate drive.
But here's
the thing. I thought he was playing okay.
And everybody, and it was a hell of a run by Peterson, right?
No doubt.
But then everybody was he still got it. You know what his grand total? That was a 90-yard run, fellas.
95 yards rushing.
98 is what I
really?
Saw. 98. 98
wow.
yards. You looked at that. You looked that up.
No, I totally
you did. You
that.
Cheated.
I did. Look at my browser history.
98 yards rushing and in like 9 carries, and he had 1 for 90.
Yeah. It certainly wasn't Lamar Miller-esque, right?
No.
Let's see. 98 yards, 9 carries, and his long of 90. So, in other words, he had an 8 carries, 8-yard day going.
So, you know what?
So, what if my
get
math
a carry,
is,
get a yard.
If my math is right, if I do my gazintas.
Oh, your math's always right.
That's a. I mean, I'm no Nicholas with the timetables, but.
No, but you're an analytics guy.
Yeah, that's not good. Sanchez actually rushed for 8 yards as well.
What did he throw for, 100?
So, Sanchez?
Yeah.
Yeah. 13 of 21 for 100 yards.
With a pick.
And a pick. Yeah. Hit a 53 rating. Colt McCoy had a 118 rating before he got hurt. It was a pretty interesting game for a half, at least.
You know what? Interesting in the sense that it was close.
Yeah.
But not interesting in terms of compelling football to watch.
No. But you know what? I've never been a big NFC East guy. There's something about, and I've said this before, but there's something about those teams, those uniforms, the style of play.
It
that
is
I've never found
football.
Sexy. I've always found it to be like the missionary position of divisions. It's just like, ugh, okay.
That's an interesting way to twist it.
Yeah,
okay.
It's the missionary position of divisions.
Look, I
it's
think Wentz just, keeps I, showing.
It gets the job done.
With each given week, and he's getting back to where he was.
They're looking
he made
better.
Some nice scrambling runs, including the touchdown in the corner of the end zone. But overall, it was some bad football to watch.
Next
but
Texans loss.
It's possible, right, because they're still in it. Because the other thing is they went from leading the division, the Redskins, to now losing both their quarterbacks, their starter and their backup. And now they're saying that they're going back to guys they brought in a week ago to see if they can step in to be the backup. EJ Manuel?
Now, let me ask you.
Because you know who's coming up next.
I was just about to say this, and I don't even – listen. I'm going to
please don't call and text and all that.
I was going to say before I make this next statement, I don't care about your Kaepernick calls and texts. I really don't. But I'm just going to make this statement. Do you think that the Redskins would make a move like that simply to save some face in from a PR perspective?
Great call. After the Foster
Reuben Foster, yep. After the big to-do on football on the broadcast last night about how they're like, "Well, we're going to wait and see, but we've all things considered, this might be a way in their minds. And I'm not even suggesting that it would work. I'm just saying, could you see this organization thinking, well, we screwed it up over here. Maybe we save some face and get into good graces if we go out and get Kaepernick.
I could see it happening.
Which even would with, almost seem like a desperate, almost panic move to do that.
Even the with the way they were getting to, trying to, you know, fix their PR situation with the whole Redskins team name. And
right.
I mean, it's a risk, kind of.
To get Kaepernick?
Yeah, I don't know if it necessarily fixes you from a PR situation to hire him.
So it's interesting, right?
But because it could. It totally could.
Well, think about this.
It could, but here's the thing, too. Is the lawsuit going to affect it? Because, you know, he and Reed had the lawsuit. That's why they said Eric Reed was still out of a job by almost midseason. But Kaepernick hasn't, in terms of what I know, I don't think he's taken the lawsuit off the table. So a lot of owners that were looking for a scapegoat were saying, no, we couldn't bring him in because, you know, the lawsuit's still pending. Lawsuit's still pending and everything like that. But the other thing is, when you look at everything that they've done, they came back the next day after Doug Williams put his foot in his mouth numerous times during that press conference, then tried to apologize.
Right.
But the only thing that they could possibly say in this regard is, you know, after a couple years, at least work him out. Bring him in and work him out. Because the guys you have on this list are awful.
Right.
What could be worse? Because you're still in the division. You're 6-6 and you're a game out.
There was a point I was going to make to your statement.
Is it a good PR? Like, will that help? Because, look, they just – that the whole Redskins team name thing, I'm pretty sure they're happy to put it behind them.
Think about this, though. And this is going to sound very generalized and like I'm just, you know, making blanket statements. And maybe perhaps I am. But do you feel like that the people that would be upset about the Redskins name and people in general, society, the people in society and maybe see that and would be upset about it would also be a little more – compassionate to Kaepernick and his cause, and people that don't have an issue with Redskins or think that it might be that way would be on the opposite side of that of the Kaepernick cause as well?
I don't know. I think some of the Redskins.
I think you guys get what
I get what you're implying.
Because here's the other question that I would ask, because we always talked about how the kneeling thing with these very, very old school, mostly white owners. Right. Mm-hmm. We're so worried about the financial aspects that they were buying into what the president and everybody else was selling and worried about it taking money out of their pockets. Now ratings are back up. Now everything's on the uptick. But Dan Snyder has all the money in the world. Do you think Dan Snyder's one of the owners that goes with the I'm not bringing him in because I could lose money? Or Dan Snyder's like, I'm not going to worry about all that. I just want to win football games. And if he can play, we'll bring him in.
I think Dan Snyder has proven he doesn't care what people think.
I agree with that.
Because he went out and signed Reuben Foster. Too. So if he thinks it's the best football move to get Kaepernick, I think he would do that.
And he kind of had a I don't care. Now, I'm not going to say I don't care mentality, but the whole Redskins team name, he kind of held his ground.
He's like, whatever.
In terms of not changing the name. So
yeah.
All right, interesting stuff. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to join in on that conversation or any others that you have on your mind, you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776, HR&P Listener Line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the three of us here, you there. We appreciate you taking us along for the ride on a Tuesday in H-Town. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Covered a lot of ground so far today. We are already talking about the Redskins quarterback woes and who they may or may not bring in. Before that, it was a Heisman Trophy discussion. And before that, we got to several different topics in hour number one. If you missed any of it, ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab. Catch up on the hour that you missed.
By the way, someone suggested if you take out Kyler Murray's fourth quarter numbers, that they're still better than Tua's. And I can validate that that is true. He still has more passing yards, and they are tied in touchdowns if you take out the three touchdowns that Kyler Murray threw in the fourth quarter this year. Pretty interesting. I think a lot of people are sleeping on it because Tua was the sexy pick early and that Bama was so dominant.
I was going to say, number one start to finish.
Now, the another good point that somebody made on the text line was, well, Murray also was the beneficiary of a terrible defense. That
so you kept getting the ball back. You kept and getting more the ball.
You had more. Yeah, you had more opportunities to score and put up big numbers, and you had to hang with the likes of Texas at 48-45. And so they would give up 45 points. So, yeah, your offense is always on the field. So it's a valid point, too.
Yep.
It is certainly a valid point. But one could also make the point that Bama, I would guess if you went back and looked, Bama was probably pretty darn good at getting a three and out and putting that offense back on the field. So those might actually be neutralize each other, but for different reasons.
Right.
So,
but you know, and I think that's the biggest thing when we talk about this, and we always go back to it. But it's a valid point. We don't know the criteria overall, right? But when you look at it, is the team and the team's overall level of play and what they achieve, does that factor in, or is it just individual stats and accomplishments? Because look, in terms of the overall athleticism and ability as a player, I think Murray's better than Tua.
I would tend to agree. It's difficult when you look at arm strength because they're very
similar.
Like
you said, you got to factor in the rushing yards.
Yeah, and what he's
huge.
Able to do with his legs. Yeah. I'm not the expert at analyzing, but I felt like you can't say that Tua has a better arm than Murray.
No, I'm not trying to say that.
I think both of them do. No, I'm just saying, and you know, if I were to break them down like skill set wise and all that, I think that,
but. He's an above-average outfielder. Games. I mean, he's going to throw guys out from three-quarters depth in the outfield,
too. He certainly has a better fielding percentage than Tua. That's for sure.
No doubt. Don't discount his glove hand. I mean, he can make some plays. All right, so we did cover some Heisman balloting. The finalists, the three, are going to be in New York City. Any surprises? Because I was trying to think. I thought, did they leave somebody out? But overall, a lot of the guys that were on the preseason
fell off. I mentioned him earlier a couple of weeks ago, but Will Greer is a guy that a lot of folks
Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah. I think they got it right, though. I think these are the three best.
All those guys have become honorable mentions. I thought Will Greer would actually win the Heisman this year, like going into the season.
Yeah.
Not as the season progressed.
He was on the list of candidates, that's
right.
For sure.
But, yeah. I mean, all those guys are honorable mentions at most.
Right.
Yeah.
So somebody texted the show and said, just out of curiosity, does Nick have a chair to sit down in, or does he have to stand for 3 hours while producing the show?
I have a chair. Sometimes I stand.
I think that we should make you stand. I think that would be good. Do you know that the Rod Ryan show does the whole show standing up?
Well, Lisa does too.
They don't sit at all?
No. That was one of the prerequisites when they had a change in the news director and everything like that. She has to stand. She stands in heels. And because she's short, they make her stand on a box. So she stands on a box for about 4 hours at a time. And she's like, you know, she's had foot surgeries after all the marathons and stuff. And her feet just take a beating.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do this show standing. Maybe I'll do the next segment standing
up. I used to work with guys that were big into the whole they bought that desk.
No, yeah, that's so stupid.
That standing desk where you press a button and it pops up comes to the right height.
What would be the benefit of us standing and doing the show? Is it supposed to keep you more into it? I'm going to do this next segment, though. I'm going to stand the whole time and see if I'm make
better
radio.
There's a couple things.
See if I'm better at radio standing than sitting.
It's supposed to be better for your legs, for your overall well-being.
Well, I
got to
sex up my gams.
So you're obviously standing the whole time, so it's supposed to be good for the endurance of your legs.
Okay.
It also, just like when they say if you're starting to fall asleep at the wheel, your legs are more stimulated. It keeps you more awake standing up than when you're more relaxed sitting down.
Okay.
That's all I can give you off the top of my head, but it's hashtag the more you know.
Okay. And Nick, do you have any input on why standing would make better radio?
I would imagine they're trying to get you used to it in hopes of keeping you more focused, but that would be a complete guess.
Okay.
I have no idea.
You stand really so you're know. Farther away from your out. Computer screen. Hopefully you can't see the bad text.
That would make
that
me
would
happier.
Make for better radio.
That would certainly make me happier. Here's a decent text, though. AG from the Woodland said, Regulators is definitely a crime song.
Boom.
Warren G got jacked. I can't believe they're taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings. They took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next? No, that's not committing
a
crime.
Take it, suck it. That's four suckets in two
it's
segments.
Not
boom.
It's not committing a crime. It's having a crime committed against you. That's not what we're talking
Which
about.
Which is about crime.
We're talking about committing crimes. Songs about
just
committing
like
crimes.
Hey, halfway point of the show. The first half is over. The second half yet to begin. That means we'll take a quick break. You do the same, and we'll come back and start the third quarter next. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the second half of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. All rise, because Barry will be standing this entire segment.
I already feel like I'm better at radio right now.
His legs are already
No, my legs are not shaking. I feel like I'm better at radio right now. I'm not propping myself
up. You're leaning against the desk already.
Well, that's going to
happen. Watch you spill your coffee all over your fancy Mac computer.
Both of you, shut it up! I am doing this as an experiment.
What are you doing it for?
There's a reason why we have a video feed and your head's cut off.
What is the purpose behind this?
Because I said I would.
No one can see you on the video feed. Sit your ass down.
They can see this sweet ass sweater I got.
Look at the video feed.
I know. Here,
it's like the headless horseman. Jeez.
And you're rubbing the... Okay.
Sweet ass sweater I got.
News of the day as we open up the second half. Urban Meyer, if you missed it, crawl out from under your rock. He's retiring from coaching after the Rose Bowl. The offensive coordinator for Ohio State will take over, so there will be no coaching vacancy. The University of Southern California has hired Cliff Kingsbury to be their new offensive coordinator. I don't think this will preclude him from still getting interest from NFL teams. There is a rumor out there that the Rams would like, now that he's in Southern California, would like to borrow him as they get ready for the playoffs to see how innovative he can be offensively for Sean McVay.
Nice.
The Kareem Hunt situation with the NFL, it has now been released that there are three separate incidents involving Kareem Hunt that will be evaluated as they try to discipline him for his actions.
Did you hear the statement that was read on the broadcast last night from the NFL about Kareem Hunt when asked, did they, because he was asked by, it was at Lisa Salters, that asked him, has the NFL reached out to you or spoken to you? And he said, no.
Right.
And then they tried to come back and give some wishy-washy statement, and I don't have it. I'll find it for the peoples if you need the exact one. But essentially what it said was, this feels so weird. Essentially what it said was, we are following our protocols and we'll talk to everyone involved as appropriate.
Well, the other thing that I saw was,
that was essentially what they said.
And then they also said, and please understand that we didn't get involved right away because it's up to the team first. And once the NFL gets involved, then the team is completely taken out of the equation and we are the disciplinarian. Stop it.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Nice try.
Yeah. Nice cover up of the fact that if there's no video, you're going to hope to God this thing stays swept under the rug.
Here's the statement. This is the exact statement. Consistent with standard investigatory practices, the NFL continues to pursue a complete understanding of the facts. The NFL's ongoing investigation will include further attempts to speak to the complainants involved in the incident. It will include a review of the new information that was made public on Friday, which was not available to the NFL previously, as well as further conversations with all parties involved in the incident. So they didn't come out and deny that they haven't spoken with Hunt. Right. They have not. They did not come out in their statement and say, we absolutely spoke to him and he's a liar. What they said was, using speak like, further conversations with all parties will occur and ongoing investigation will include further attempts to speak to people. You're
and
full
also
of it,
basically saying we didn't get a chance to talk to the victim yet either to try and roll that
What the hell are you
in.
Doing? You've had since February.
They're watching games, man. It's midseason.
Well, they certainly ain't disciplining their referees because they've sucked.
We've talked about that yesterday. Yeah. They have been really bad. And other news of the day, it's unanimous in a vote. The NHL has declared that Seattle will get the next expansion franchise for the low, low price of $650 million.
Are they making that much in hockey?
Well, the ticket prices are the highest in of the big four.
Are they really?
Yeah. I didn't realize that till a couple years ago.
Higher than football.
Out. Yeah.
But the attendance is not the same, right?
Well, their broadcast deals are
way smaller.
Way inferior to everything else in the other three leagues. But Gary Bettman, the ex-NBA guy, he came in guns blazing trying to raise all the prices just to try and get it on that same level par as the other three leagues and couldn't do it.
Yeah, I don't think they'll ever catch up to a $23 or $24 billion contract that the NBA has with TNT and ESPN.
I mean, no Palillo way. Was out there today talking about how the fact that wouldn't it be great with the Rockets sucking right now that there would be a hockey team to watch?
No.
I don't think it would be, and I don't think this city would take to it. We saw that the Arrows, granted it's a minor league team, but the Arrows had a cult following, but they weren't packing them in.
No.
I think Fertitta's open to it, though.
To bring him back to it, a team. Tillman's to a be fair, man. If you're not bringing in money at a pretty good clip, I don't think he could be interested, but he's not stupid.
Yeah. I mean, so be interesting to see if they bring it back.
Is there still a team in Phoenix?
Yep, the Coyotes are in Phoenix. The it's Stars in Dallas.
That there's a team in a hot-ass city like Phoenix.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Do y'all want to take Black the Barber's call?
Sure.
Songs about crime.
All right. What's up, man?
Hang on one second.
Well, Black the Barber, you're up.
I'm
calling to talk about the song, Armed Robbery, 8-Ball MJG on Coming Up Hard. Out Hard.
There you go.
Pre-2008?
Yeah. Put that on your list, Joel.
Nope, Nick, you got it. Appreciate two songs now that you don't.
I've already got four songs on my
list.
Have you already started a list?
Yeah, I've got four songs.
You dirty bastard. And if you took any that I named
that's
already.
That's old dirty bastard. You have to be technically correct if you're going to use him.
I hope you put Regulate on there so I can disqualify you immediately.
I am not using that song.
Good.
I'm not going to win anyway. I might as well put it on my list because I don't give a. I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
Aaron Spita said, hey, how about the idea I had of letting the listeners make the list that you pick from? Keep list makers a secret.
It's under further review.
Clarence says 16 in the clip, 1 in the hole.
Yeah.
You know what that's from, right?
No.
Nate Dogg is about to make some bodies turn cold. That's
I knew he was quoted earlier. Yeah, never.
Steve Usick on Twitter said, after Mike Holmgren, Mike Sherman, and Mike McCarthy, I think it's safe to say we know who the next hire for the Packers is going to be.
Mike.
That is weird. Three Mikes in a row, huh?
Yeah, because... But unfortunately, it's Mark Murphy that's going to make the decision in Green Bay. And that scares me all in a nutshell.
Tracy Kelly sent us a tweet.
Yeah, she did.
It's of her in a walking boot and a flip-flop.
She's playing injured.
Not the same, but one foot is in a walking boot and one foot is in a flip-flop. And it says, do guys think this is sexy and hot?
Never in a million years anywhere. And if you do, you're weird.
If you think a walking boot is sexy and hot, I don't know. I kind of like the fact that they're injured.
Oh, boy.
This sounds so weird.
It does.
Sounds so awful. Weird.
Maybe it's because I'm standing up. I don't know.
How's that going for you, by the way?
It's not bad.
No?
I wouldn't want
to
do this.
Well, then I think you should do it for a second segment.
Three stupid-ass hours.
Yeah, might as well keep going.
One segment's fine.
Keep the streak going. Stand up for another segment. I see you leaning back towards the chair. Now what are you doing?
I'm resting. Jeez. I'm stretching. I'm getting ready for Vortex.
Is that what you
tonight.
Call it?
Yeah. I know that is like a fetish though.
A what's a fetish?
Casts is a fetish.
You're
no
kidding me.
Way.
I swear to you.
That's an absolute lie.
Wearing casts is a fetish. Yes, it
no
is.
No way.
Tyler, you turn back around. Just because you're into it doesn't mean you have to pretend like you're not. Absolutely, it's a fetish. Get on Pornhub and see if there's not cast porn.
No.
I would be willing to bet you there's cast porn on Pornhub. Tyler, look it up. Nick can't because it'll come out over his mic and be all,
No.
No, we don't need that on the air. I'm telling you, that's a fetish.
Stop it.
All right, I'm gonna find it for you. If I find one, you have to watch it.
I get heels and shoes. I get that.
Oh, my God, it is
cast.
A category. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Go figure.
What's the...
Unreal.
Told
what
you.
Creates the desire in a cast?
Wow.
Maybe it's because they're injured and
they can't
easier
get away.
Prey. Easier prey?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How awful is that?
But that's to answer your question, Tracy, no, I don't think a walking boot or a flip-flop is hot. Sorry. Neither one of those. And combined, definitely not.
I agree.
No.
Okay. Nick, you?
No, I do not think it's hot. No.
Lance Ford tweeted out.
Yeah, I'm about to censor this tweet.
What?
You heard me.
Are you going to turn down my microphone?
Or I'll just censor you.
It says, Barry's Lawn and Garden segment.
Thank you.
Really pushes the show over the top.
Just read the last part.
Keep up the good work.
There. We'll just stick it with that. Lance said keep up the good work. He likes the show. That's all we need to know.
All I know is haters going to hate. That's all. Haters going to hate.
Well, Barry, if you find a garden hoe with a cast on, I'm sure that there's an opportunity there.
I'm sure that's a category somewhere.
On Pornhub, I'm sure it's gardeners with a cast. No. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, or hit us with a Twitter. You are always doing your best to be usual suspects. That means we are pleased with you here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, I want to tell you about the good people at the Houston Rockets. It's the 12 days of Christmas and the 12 days of giving, as each and every day they are going to have another deal for you at RocketsShop.com. It's your one-stop shop for everything Rockets, for all the gear, from the hats to the jerseys to all the different men's and women's fashionable styles, even for kids. You just go to RocketsShop.com. And all your shopping for your sports fan is covered because they have everything right there. You don't have to get out of your car. You don't have to go find parking. You don't have to fight the malls. It's all right there for you, and you can get everything you need. And while you're at it, you can also go to Rockets.com and check out all of the different packages. They have a holiday package going on right now. There's two different packages, starting as low as $149 for five games. Five-game tickets, $149. That is one heck of a deal. And you can get, it's the gift that keeps on giving, because if you get two tickets, you can go two and check out the great action against some great teams and, of course, your Houston Rockets. So check out those two websites. It's RocketsShop.com and Rockets.com, your one-stop shop for everything Houston Rockets and your one-stop shop for everything Rockets gear.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, knee-deep, hour number two, three-hour show. The Sports Mappers will join us at the top of the hour as we run the gamut, continue to bounce around covering, spanning the globe to cover topics, both sports and otherwise, and we've uncovered the
first of all,
topic of cast porn. Not as in like the cast of a show, well, but as in like a medical condition.
And once again, I was right. but first of all, first and foremost, standing during radio is stupid and overrated.
So you should keep doing it.
Nope. That was dumb. I don't want to do that again.
I was wondering why you were standing up the whole time to begin with.
Because I said I would. And I'm a man of my word. Sometimes. And I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't know why that would be a thing.
We respect you for honoring your word, sir.
So I did a little research at the break.
You ran some analytics on cast porn?
Cast porn. And it runs the gamut, really. It runs the gamut. I didn't have
time. So they're not all with just broken legs.
Well, no, I didn't have time to watch if anyone actually like has sex with a cast, or is it just that they have a cast on? It appears that most of it is just because the chick is wearing a cast. Although, right before we came back from the break, there was a video of a dude in an entire body cast, earmuffs. There's a dude, earmuffs, kids, don't listen to this. There was a dude, 3, 2, 1. There was a dude. There was a dude in a body cast, and his penis was in a cast. You know what? There's certain things you don't need. You can't. Can you break that even? Is that even? I guess you
can try. You don't need male enhancement.
I mean, yeah, I guess you don't need Viagra.
It's the
if
gift
you
that
have
keeps
it
on going.
Cast, but it's kind of weird getting to it in a cast.
See what
it would be difficult to get to in a cast, would it not?
I would
put a lot
of
thought into this.
Well, I mean, how else are you going to have sex with a dude whose penis is in a cast?
How
you
wide's the cast?
There's, huh?
How wide's the cast and how experienced is the girl? You don't know.
Oh, my God. What kind of experience is going to get you through a cast?
Well, I'm just saying, if it's a big cast, maybe she's experienced. If it's not, then maybe it fits the bill.
Anyways, do your own research. Pornhub has plenty of videos for you to watch. And some that have nothing to do with the cast, just a chick on the couch eating popsicles. I'll just leave it at that.
It was a splint, Barry. It was a splint. Someone had hurt a finger.
Something for everybody. All right, you can bring the kids back now. Honestly, if you have kids listening to this show, you're an idiot. No, you shouldn't let your kids listen to us, period.
Even as hip and cool as the kids will be, I
Would you let Taylor listen to our show?
No chance.
Well, that's not nice.
I really wouldn't care.
I'd probably let my kids listen to us. Yeah. They'd learn something. Sure they'd learn something does. About life. The cats, yeah, the cat I do leave the cat, the radio on for the cat when I leave the house so that, he can listen and learn. It's true.
And then Nora comes home and turns it off.
Probably.
Don't listen to that crap.
You don't want to hear that. That's garbage.
No, absolutely right.
Any truth to this whole thing about Aaron Rodgers saying he was shocked that Mike McCarthy was fired?
He's a spin doctor. At least that's what he said.
He's a spin doctor.
Yeah, I feel like that's totally what this is, right? Yep.
And everybody's trying to cover for him as an organization. And because he's their best player and the highest paid player in the league, of course they're going to try and do that. But no one believes that. I mean, you know, Mark Chmura came out yesterday and said Aaron Rodgers, no matter what the deal is going to look really bad in this situation. Inevitably, he got what he wanted. But in the process of getting what he wanted, no one believes that he didn't have anything to do with it. Everyone sees the games when he says horrible effing play call and, you know, is not happy with McCarthy. And we've read the articles. And even in the press conference yesterday with Mark Murphy, the president, and Gutekunst, the GM, they were like, Aaron had nothing to do with this. And by the way, in the selection process of the next coach, someone asked, will Aaron be a part of the process? No.
Lies.
I mean, he's free.
Lies.
He's free to give us his input if he wants.
All lies.
But no. If you believe.
He's the beginning and the end.
I just said he's the franchise quarterback, the highest paid player in the league, best player on your team, and you're not going to consult with him?
It's funny. Baloney. He said, it's an odd day for sure. I was the only one in the locker room in 05 when Sherman was let go at the end of the season. It's a weird day. It's a tough day. Speaking to reporters, Rodgers stated that he learned of the McCarthy firing the same way most of you found out. Rodgers said he wasn't anticipating the news whatsoever and was, quote, shocked it happened. He said he has not talked to McCarthy yet since he's been fired, but would reach out to him later today. He called their relationship, quote, close friendship.
Yeah,
end
BS.
Quote.
He said that they've talked to
spin sugar.
Yeah, he kept saying, "I love it, our conversations that weren't even about football, just about life." And things.
Whatever.
Stop.
Nice
right?
Try,
Aaron. You loved your slow walks on the beach too. Okay, no,
yeah.
That wasn't part of the process. And I read the article that they were saying where every player was when they found out and how it all went down behind the scenes. Who cares? It doesn't matter.
Rodgers said he'd be fine with the Packers hiring a younger coach. Pointed towards his good friend Andrew Whitworth, whose head coach Sean McVay is 4 years younger than he is.
There's just not that many Sean McVays hanging around out there to be had. The hot name right now is Lincoln Riley. But, you know, at the same time, I'm sure he would be okay with that because you know why? As the guy who thinks he's smarter than everybody in the room that has that resume, he's going to think that he can manipulate a young coach.
I feel like, and I said it when the talks happened, but I feel like Josh McDaniels is probably the leader in the clubhouse. And I think that it makes sense from the standpoint of he's worked with an elite quarterback. He is an elite offensive coordinator. But it's going to be interesting to see how those egos mesh.
I don't like the idea, but you said it from the get-go. I even retweeted an article that actually came out to back that up today. And I think because I think the choices are limited. When you're looking for a guy, like I said, you have to get a guy that has the respect of the quarterback.
But again, you're right, because he's worked with Brady, and Brady respects him, and he respects Brady, and he gets it and all that. But do you think that those two egos will mesh? Do you think that they can get along? Brady kind of, you know, that dynamic between McDaniels and Brady was something a little bit different, plus they had history. Do you think that these two guys will mesh? Because Josh McDaniels is going to go in, and it's my team, it's my offense. And I'm sure that Aaron Rodgers is going to be like, well, I'm the man, though.
Short term, it'll work because they'll have a common goal. They'll be on the same team.
Yeah.
But just like any relationship, as time goes on, especially if they enjoy some level of success,
right,
that's when it'll be really tested to see, can they keep it together and keep that philosophy going together as same page, same common goal, or is it going to start to splinter where one guy thinks one way, the other guy thinks the other? That's why I think a young coach just doesn't work, because they've said, and everybody you talk to says, Rodgers goes into the room thinking he's the smartest guy
of course
in the room. And if you get a young guy, he can manipulate them. But McCarthy,
and
they
intimidate
said,
them. Because McCarthy can't have a head coach that's intimidated by
very
his
headstrong that didn't want to give in. So while they were winning, everything was hunky-dory, and they won a Super Bowl like that. But then as time passed, Rodgers started thinking, I'm smarter than you. That's a dumb call. This is bad. And you're going to hear all the stories and the guys that played in Green Bay now coming out of the woodwork saying, yeah, in huddles, we'd see Aaron roll his eyes and didn't want to hear what McCarthy called. And okay, look, you won a Super Bowl. It's now all spilled milk. It's in the rearview mirror. I think it's going to be a hell of a challenge to find a guy that will gain the trust and respect of Aaron Rodgers.
Who did you say that said that he's going to look bad no matter what?
There were several articles. Mark Chimura said it. Mark Chimura, the ex-Packers tight end, came out yesterday with a long quote about how, maybe we can find it, but we had it yesterday, where it's just the fact of the matter is no matter what he does, it's a bad look. It's a bad look.
I mean, it's hard to deny the some of the truth behind that when your coach is out and everyone suspects it's because of you.
And here's the other thing.
You're just not dodging
it. He's not immune from being criticized either. He's had a horrible year on Aaron Rodgers' standard and scale. In terms of he's missed a lot of throws, made a lot of his completion percentage is down.
I'm all right with that because of his track record and also the fact he doesn't have weapons, you know.
All right, well, we continue to talk about it in hour number three if you'd like, but we got to head to break. We're going to get to a break, and then we're going to have the Sports Mappers join us next.
And right now, though, Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, it is a place that if you have not been to yet, you have got to get out there and try their food. And I'm going to tell you up front, for a limited time, they're celebrating their two-year anniversary. And yes, it's because of you guys that have gone to Cowboys and Indians and tried the food and told me how much you loved it that they're actually able to celebrate their two-year anniversary. They're becoming very popular, but if you haven't gone yet, now's the time. Because on Mondays and Tuesdays, as a thank you to you, the listeners that have gone out and supported, they're offering 30% off the Indian side of the menu. Plus, you can have it delivered on Uber Eats for free if you use promo code TASTYDELIVERY. 1901 Taft in Midtown is where they're located. And if you're not sure what this is, it's a fusion of Southern comfort and Indian food. So it's chicken curry, it's chicken fried steak, whatever you get, it's absolutely delicious. Make sure you check them out, 1901 Taft in Midtown. CNI713 on Facebook and Twitter. Make sure you take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians, Texas Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.
You know who it is. It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.